Thank you for joining us in a place where we all can connect with the wisdom of the heart and allow the outdated habits of thought and action to evolve. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio with co-hosts David Barnes and Sue Ann McGregor.
Have I been sleeping? I've been so still, afraid of crumbling. Have I been careless, dismissing all the distant rumblings? Take me where I am supposed to be, to comprehend the things that I can't see. 'Cause I need to move,
child. Hello, I'm David Barnes.
And I'm Sue Ann McGregor. Welcome to Peace Overtures Radio. Thank you for joining us today as we continue our Five Dimensions of Wellbeing series. This week, we move on to our next dimension of well-being, which is the environment.
This is a big topic.
It sure is, and we'll be dedicating the next three shows to this really important topic. And we called this episode Keeping Up with Climate Change. Our featured alignment film to support us in changing our beliefs about the environment is An Inconvenient Truth. An Inconvenient Truth is a 2006 documentary film directed by Davis Guggenheim about former United States Vice President Al Gore's campaign to educate citizens about global warming via a comprehensive slideshow. This slideshow, he's estimated in the film, he's given more than 1,000 times.
Yeah, that's a lot. And I think he won a Academy Award for
this.
Yeah,
he did.
And it's interesting, though. I think there's still a lot of people who haven't seen this film yet. So I'm really glad that we're doing this now, and it's very timely. Since the release of Inconvenient Truth has been credited for raising international public awareness of climate change and re-energizing the environmental movement. The documentary has also been included in science curricula in schools around the world, which has spurred some controversy, especially depending on where you live in the United States. Mm-hmm. There are ever-present doubters or skeptics about whether climate change is a real threat or not. For us, we see climate change as self-evident. As a result, whether it is or which science is more accurate than others really isn't our focus for this episode. We'll leave that to the so-called experts to debate. Our intent in including this movie as part of our Five Dimensions of Well-Being is to provide the necessary support, just like Sue Ann said in the opening, to adjust to what's been occurring now for many years. The documentary, An Inconvenient Truth, is almost 10 years old. I mean, it's hard to believe it's that old, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's why I'm still surprised that not many people have heard about it. It's just really interesting that we get so involved in our own life that we really don't look outside.
You know, as I watched in preparation for this radio show and our alignment session, I was struck by how many predictions are now occurring. Our weather is certainly doing some strange things.
It definitely is. I'm aware of the changes in the USA, and I hear from my family about the changes going on in Australia too. But you know what? There's still a lot we can do about it. So as you watch An Inconvenient Truth, we want you to look for these five key guideposts included in this alignment movie session. And the first is, be willing to accept that a profound change is occurring. The first step in any change work requires a willingness to be aware. Without the awareness that change is occurring, there's little anyone can do to assist any individual person. This is the same case with our climate change. We have to be willing to be aware that the climate change is real And each of us are needed to help make this transformation, make this change in belief occur with more grace and with some ease. There's much going on here that we're simply just, we're just not aware. Sure, science is pointing to specific human activities that are escalating the changes, but we believe there's more going on and that a profound transformation is underway. So the first step is to be aware, so you can begin learning how to adjust your activities to support the change.
That's really key point, Sue Ann. And you might be thinking, how do I know for sure? I mean, we don't see any downside to changing our habits or our beliefs or how we conserve more water, less energy, less pollution, and how to discover more sustainable ways that support our planet.
The way I think of it, it's good new habits to accept into your life.
So if you're just beginning to see that climate change is really happening and that there are some serious downsides to us continuing the way we're going, we ask you to remember this next key point in this alignment film. Don't let bunkerism distract you from engaging and changing. So now you're willing to be aware, but you're afraid of what others are saying about people who believe in climate change. Especially down here in Texas, we have some beliefs about people who think climate change is real. We call these skeptical naysayers bunkers, and it's a part of a growing movement on the planet called bunkerism. Bunkerism was first revealed en masse in early January 1971 when the famed producer and writer Norman Lear launched the now famous TV series All in the Family. Did you get this series down under, Sue Ann?
Yeah, we did. It made me laugh too.
All in the Family revolves around the life of a working class guy named Archie Bunker. He's a likable guy who's not happy about the social change that's occurring all around him. As a result, he rails against anything that is new and controversial to him. I mean, it's funny and it makes you laugh. Old Archie Bunker wants things to stay the same, and God help anyone that tries to tell him these new social changes are valid and need to be accepted. You know, truthfully, I really do think there's a little inner bunker in all of us at times, especially us guys. I mean, frequently we get vocal about change and then get on our soapboxes pontificating away and away and away.
And it has a way of getting worse the older we get. So, and guys, I'm in my 50s, so, it's not just the guys that experience this, it's the gals too.
Yes, they do. And all of us do. And it really doesn't matter whether you think of yourself as liberal or conservative.
It really doesn't matter.
Or whatever, because sometimes you go into your inner bunker because you think people should be eating a certain way or they don't get it. And it just doesn't matter. So
we change by topic.
So now, without the threat of me getting on a soapbox, I'll just keep going here. What do you say?
Yep.
Sometimes it's humorous, to like Archie. And other times it's just not that funny. Now, this bunkerism pattern is still occurring, and lately, it's getting louder and highly strategic. For instance, did you see how Pope Francis is about to unveil his encyclical around climate change and the needs for all of us to take it seriously?
No, I wasn't aware.
Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. And so I was Googling this topic in preparation for our show. It's now a verb, Googling it. And there was actually an ad at the top of the page saying, tell the Pope he's confused and being misled. So then I did a little more research and I saw this quote in the New York Times, and I think it sums it up. And it says, the Holy Father is being misled by experts, in quotes, at the United Nations who have proven unworthy of his trust. Joseph Bass, the president of the Heartland Institute, said in a statement, though Pope Francis' heart is surely in the right place, he would do his flock in the world a disservice by putting his moral authority behind the United Nations' unscientific agenda on the climate, end quote. Now, this is a classic case of bunkerism, trying to keep the new change from happening by distracting those that desire to do something about what's occurring on the planet. And, a lot of times the distraction is just simple, that simple four-letter word, fear. And so, you can also detect the seeds of bunkerism as far back as Tevye the Milkman, Shalom Aleichem's beloved Yiddish character featured in the movie Fiddler on the Roof. You've seen Fiddler on the
Roof.
Yeah,
I have.
Remember how Tevye was not happy about the cultural and economic changes occurring around him? just like Archie Bunker, he moans and he groans about it. And I think it's also funny how he quotes scripture in broken ways to sort of fit mm-hmm. his own viewpoint, and all the other guys do. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's important that we're all aware of these growing bunkerist patterns so we don't get distracted by them and realize it's just some people pushing back on change. You know, I really do believe that many of them mean well, but there's no putting this genie back in the bottle, if you will. She's out and is dazzling us right now with how powerful she is.
Yeah, the change is happening. So the way I look at it, we get a choice, you know, accept it and find ways to work with it. That's our choice. Or we can fight. And what ends up happening is it's a bit like you fight and you go down with the ship.
Right, right. You start focusing more on this bunkerism trend.
Exactly.
You become it. And
yes.
That's really our intent here. We're mm-hmm. doing it tongue-in-cheek and like-hearted. But don't let it suck in and don't
exactly.
get distracted about it, because it's really going to get in the way.
Mm-hmm. So Mother Earth is definitely letting her presence be known right now.
It's true.
Remember, the change that's being required may be too extreme for some. If you've ever seen this movie, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, remember there came a time at the end of the film where they had to give up robbing banks?
Yeah, that's
they
a classic.
They just couldn't do it.
It is a classic film, too. I mean, everybody loves
yeah.
that film.
In yeah. fact, they chose to go out guns blazing instead of settling down to become farmers. So if you can relate to their choice, Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid's a terrific alignment movie to help you shift from believing you don't have a choice. You might actually see this in terms of the food you eat. I encounter this all the time with people that are dealing with an illness, mm-hmm. and they're not willing to change
right.
how they've always been in terms of, you know, the food they eat, that they need to modify this. Because it's just not worth it to them.
In this film specifically, it's two guys who are really great at making a living robbing banks.
Mm-hmm.
It's their livelihood. Mm-hmm. And it really does fit in this case, because a lot of the bunkerists are saying, if we make changes, our livelihoods will go away. And so that's why doing this, that mm-hmm. film will be really terrific
but
for people.
That's what I'm saying, is it applies too in what I've seen in people's health, because they feel like their joy will be taken
that's
away
right. that's
if
right.
they can't eat the foods
yep.
that they've always eaten. So it's fascinating. This week, as you ponder the bunkerists in your world, especially if you are one of them, look at them and yourself with a new understanding. It's time to accept this next guidepost. Corporations and special interests have overpowered our democracy. In our book, It's Just Commerce, Returning Balance to Business, we wrote about many of the patterns that are occurring that get in the way of our democracy. And lately, special interests and corporations have so much money and influence that they're overpowering our democracy. Of course, we're not the first ones talking about this change, but it's important that we all understand that this pattern is blocking efforts to do something about climate change. Let's listen to a clip from Al Gore as he was being interviewed by Charlie Rose in 2013. As the former vice president says, our democracy has been hacked.
We have two macro tools to use in shaping our future, roughly speaking. Democracy and capitalism. In the world of political systems, the alternatives to democracy have been tested and found wanting. No need to go into the details. The same is true in economic theory. All the alternatives to capitalism, I mean, capitalism efficiently allocates resources, balances supply and demand, is conducive with higher levels of freedom, and unlocks a higher fraction of the human potential. But both democracy and capitalism have been hacked.
Right.
A computer term, meaning that the inner logic or the operating system has been taken over. To focus on democracy, the design of our founders here in the U.S. has been subverted by the influence of big money, lobbyists, special interests, corporations declared to be persons, money declared to be speech, might equated with right. And that's the reverse of what was intended by the whole idea of America, where individuals converse and in the conversation of democracy try to lift up the wisdom of crowds, try to lift up the best ideas as judged by the citizenry, and use that to guide our choices. We've made better choices than any other nation over the last two centuries, and that fundamentally is the reason why America has risen. But we've been making a lot of really bad and dumb choices because our democracy has been hijacked.
By watching this alignment film, you can help make a shift that will not support this growing trend of money and special interests overpowering our democracy.
You know, and the reason we bring this up is because so many times, and we write about this in It's Just Commerce also, we've all make these assumptions that our corporations and our government's going to step in and do what's needed. And so we just assume that's going to happen. And what we're pointing out here in this alignment session is, let's not wait for that to happen. Let's assume that we all need to change individually within ourselves and not rely on our democracy.
Exactly. Yeah, because when we rely on our democracy in these corporations, we're making a big assumption.
We really are.
That their intentions are what we want. And that many times they're not, because their goal is to make money. So eventually we're all going to have to come together. Really, we want to create some unity and start choosing some new ways of living together. But for now, the awareness that corporations and special interests have fundamentally changed our democracy is a good thing. So we can begin to pull together and support a new way, and together allow it to emerge. So if you want to learn more and do additional alignment movie sessions around this pattern, consider buying our book, It's Just Commerce, Returning Balance to Business.
This takes us to our next key point in this alignment session. Do your part to support our planet. Now, each of us can begin doing our part to support a more sustainable way of living right now. Without any changes in the government, without corporations changing, we can all begin right now. And so remember, all creation starts with intent. By just being willing to intend more sustainability on our planet, you are tangibly supporting a collective energetic change. We don't have to protest in the streets. We can all begin to change our own inner software, and it will in turn begin to change the collective human grid that connects us all. So be mindful of your intentions and follow them up with actions, no matter how small, such as be willing to begin recycling. Be willing to consider alternate forms of energy that don't require so much carbon fossil fuels. Begin curbing the amount of trash you create. And just, you know, hopefully I don't want to put you on the spot here and reveal your trash ways. But I have been working with Suanne since 2006, and I've yet to see her trash can have more than one bag, you know, just like a Kroger grocery bag, just a small one of trash. I don't know how you do it. What are you eating the trash, or what are you doing?
No,
with it?
We recycle everything we can possibly recycle, including, you know, that you have a compost pile and things like that. See, once again, I grew up in a different culture. We've had recycling in Australia since, you know, I had it in my 20s. And, you know, I'm now in my 50s, so it's a way of life for me.
Well, you've inspired us, but we're, you know, the house of four. We're still not at that level yet, but it's real, folks, and I tease her about it all the time, and it used to bother you, but I don't think it does.
It doesn't
now.
Bother me now. Well, now they laugh at me at work because, you know, I work in at least one environment that they don't recycle, so people start to put things in trash for me, in the trash can for me, and then they'll go, oh, hang on a minute, Suanne recycles, and they hand it back to me.
But each one of these actions are really a powerful intent of change. It's
they
like,
really are.
It really is like a prayer. Let me continue. Start a vegetable garden or be a part of your community garden. Begin consciously using less water and create landscapes that don't require as much water. I mean, we have grass coming out and we've been in a drought. Well, maybe it's time to pull up the grass and, you know, go a different approach. Be willing to connect with others to discover new ways to return our planet to sustainable practices. Hey, trade in your car that gets low gas mileage for an electric or hybrid car that uses less gas. See your actions, even the smallest ones, as a healing prayer for our planet and your fellow human brothers and sisters.
So this takes us to our final message included in this alignment film. Be a pioneer and make this shift with others. You've heard us talk in past shows about the powerful changes that occur when one person makes a change. It affects not only those in a person's interpersonal connections, but large clusters of people you don't even know. According to the Framingham Heart Study, it's up to 3 degrees of separating that's impacted.
This always inspires me, and for me personally, it's reason why this work is my life's work, because just to think that my change could have an impact on people I don't even know, I think is incredible.
Mm-hmm. So when you begin to change, it spreads like a virus. When you watch these alignment films with the intent to align with the heart, you're making a change that's affecting all of us. Our show today was a summary of the energetic patterns that are included in this alignment session, and they have a great potential for positive change. So we're asking you to find 3 friends, and after doing our intention session, which David's going to explain in a moment, watch An Inconvenient Truth together. We believe profound change will occur the more we align with the heart as it applies to climate change. So please give this movie a try, even if you've seen it before. Tell your friends and do this alignment session together. You know, have a potluck.
Yeah.
Have a beer or two.
Recycle those bottles.
Definitely. So we're looking for pioneers and are requesting you join us on this journey of changing from within through watching movies. There's really no downside to giving it a go. So let's see what we can do together. Remember, the microcosm affects that macrocosm. By you and 3 friends watching this movie, you'll begin to support a change in the fractal-like consciousness that will support our planet and humanity as we all transform.
So this takes us to this segment of the show where we come up with 10 key energetic benefits. Now, everything that we spoke about is included in this alignment session. Mm-hmm. But here are some other ones that we think are really a key to summarize. First, a realization that our climate change is occurring, and it's not too late to adjust to the changes that are upon us. Number 2, an acceptance that you have the ability to understand the climate changes that are occurring and realize new attention is required by all of us. Number 3, a letting go of the belief that climate change is all hype and no action is necessary. Number 4, the ability to not allow the bunkerist to distract you from desiring a new pattern for our planet that's sustainable for all. Number 5, a realization that jobs isn't a real objection to why we need to change the way we're consuming energy. Number 6, a deeper understanding that it's up to each of us to come together and become stewards for the changes needed at this time. Number 7, the willingness to make changes in your life that reduce your carbon footprint. Number 8, a recognition that our democracy has been overpowered by corporations and special interests, requiring all of us to now get involved in this issue. Number 9, a willingness to be a pioneer and speak out on behalf of our planet. And finally, number 10, a growing optimism and really believing that together we can find ways to think clearly about climate change trends that are now gaining momentum and be willing to do something about it. So as Suanne was saying earlier about our intention session, so if this is the first time you've come to our show and heard what we're doing, Suanne and I have created almost like inner software that you can download and benefit from. And they're based on these belief systems that we're talking about. And so the way to do that is you need to go do our intention session is what we call it. Now it's available right here on our program page at fmgradio.com. Or you can also find it on our business website, peaceofmindovertures.com, and you'll see we have a tab there that says Intention Session. And then it's on our book sites, tameyourdragons.com and itsjustcommerce.com. So the reason for doing the Intention Session is you are basically going through the process that says, I want to benefit from any of these movies and TV shows that we've done. And we like to tell people sometimes, think of it as downloading an app on your smartphone. You only do that once.
It's a bit like preparing the ground. When you want to plant a garden, what do you have to do? Dig up the soil and prepare it, you know, put some additives and things like that. So it'll support the growth. And that's what we're talking about. That's what the intention session is all about.
That's really great. And as you go through those statements in that intention session, you'll see also that we've structured it so that you process this on your timing with mm-hmm. grace and ease. So it's not like taking too much vitamin C and now your body's going to have an effect. It's all designed for it to work for your timing. And so, and then once you do this, you never have to do it again. Every movie that we talk about, you'll get the benefits, sometimes whether you know it or not. So and then you might be thinking, well, I already saw an inconvenient truth. Well, you need to go back and do it again. And, you know, it was a number of years since I'd seen this movie, and I really saw it from a different perspective this time than I did the first time. So really want to encourage you to go out and watch Inconvenient Truth. Now, if you enjoyed the show and you would like more movies to assist with your emotional experience, or you're seeing the need for these business and political patterns to change, consider buying our books. The book on emotions is Taming Your Dragons, Making Peace with Your Emotions. And the book on the business and political patterns is called It's Just Commerce, Returning Balance to Business. For all our FMG radio listeners, we have a 25% off coupon code for you. So when you go to our websites to buy our books, just type in FMG radio in all caps, and you'll save 25% off any of the books you decide to buy. And if you buy two or more of any of the mix, the shipping's on us. So remember, that's FMG radio coupon code, and it's all, in all caps when you're checking out, and you'll save a one-time 25% off. And if you buy two or more books, remember the shipping's on us. Now let's take a short break, and when we return, Sue Ann's really put together a terrific alignment session this week, and I'm looking forward for you guys all to participate in it. So don't go away.
We were hunters and foragers. The frontier was everywhere. We were bounded only by the earth and the ocean and the sky. The open road still softly calls. Our little terraqueous globe is the madhouse of those 100,000 millions of worlds. For all our failings, despite our limitations and fallibilities, we humans are capable of greatness. What new wonders, undreamt of in our time, will we have wrought in another generation and another? How far will our nomadic species have wandered by the end of the next century and the next millennium? Our remote descendants, safely arrayed on many worlds through the solar system and beyond, will be unified by their common heritage, by their regard for their home planet, and by the knowledge that whatever other life may be, the only humans in all the universe come from Earth. They will gaze up and strain to find the blue dot in their skies. They will marvel at how vulnerable the repository of all our potential once was, how perilous our infancy, how humble our beginnings, how many rivers we had to cross before we found our way.
Welcome back. So what do you have for us, Sue Ann?
Well, when you listen to that music from Carl, know that we can change. But to do that, we've got to answer the question, are you holding on to flawed premises? I found that I have some beliefs that I've picked up over time that are not sustainable when I really take a look at them with an open mind and heart. Many times we've come into alignment with beliefs because they are based on flawed premises. We've come to believe them to help us navigate perhaps a challenging childhood, or to feel loved by our parents by believing as they do. Perhaps it's the way we have made it possible to feel accepted in the community we live in, or the business that we work in. When we hear a false premise over and over, we can begin to believe it and then actually start repeating it. Our own sense of intelligence and inner knowing is actually bypassed, and we now attract evidence that supports that false premise.
So you have this belief running. It's like a pattern that's reinforced over and over again, and you end up looking for it. Is that...
Exactly. You end up looking for it in your environment, and you attract other evidence that supports it. To take a look at these old beliefs, you have to actually stand back from them and allow yourself to really look at everything associated with them and see if they are true for you as an individual right now. To engage your own sense of intelligence and inner knowing. So it's a bit like, you know, when we've learnt things by rote, we've just instilled them. Well, now we're kind of breaking that apart and saying, well, you know what, let me have a think about this. So to help yourself as you release old beliefs and their flawed premises, what I'd like you to do is please practice the following. The first thing is, don't take anything personally. When you refuse to take things personally, you avoid many upsets in your life. You allow yourself and others to just have their perspective. There's nothing wrong with us each having their perspective. But you do that without judging yourself or them and without getting angry or dropping into the sadness. And then I want you to always do your best by honoring yourself and others with a loving presence. And the final thing is to speak with integrity. What does that mean? It means say only what you mean and have thought through. No gossiping and no denigrating yourself. So let's be willing to look at our old beliefs and especially the premises that they're based on. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to align with some intentions that are going to support us in doing this. What do I mean by that? Well, to align with something means that you have to integrate that intention into your body. You have to be on the same frequency as it, so you can hear it and express it in your life. It's no different than aligning yourself with a radio station so you can hear what's being played on that. You have to physically turn the dial so you can hear it. So that's what we're going to do right now. So step one is that we're going to say these intentions together, and then we're actually going to do a modality, which is just an activity to move us into alignment with them. So please say these statements with me. I am willing to look at old premises and beliefs and see if they are true for me right now. I no longer let other people's beliefs determine mine. I engage my own sense of intelligence and inner knowing. I don't take anything personally. I honor myself and others. I speak with integrity. I only say what I mean and have thought through. So what we're going to do right now, the modality is called a shakeout. Its full name is an SNS, body shakeout. SNS means sympathetic nervous system. What that is that's the part of us that's mobilized to take action. But what happens is that we build up tension in the system. Think about it, especially when your beliefs are being challenged. You kind of get tense and that all gets locked inside of you. So because you can feel a sense of shock or some upset or something like that or some stress. So now we've got to do is release that tension out of the system. Think of an animal, especially one that's in the wild, that when they've gone on alert because there's been some danger, they automatically release the built-up energy by rolling around or running or shaking or trembling. So we need to operate the same way. Instead of what we do is we just go back to work. Okay? So we're not going to do that. We're going to learn a new way to do things. So what we're going to do is a body shakeout. Now, this is not difficult. All you do is you begin by start by shaking out your wrists. So just shake your wrists. okay? Now shake your wrists and elbows. Now do this as vigorously as you can, including your shoulders. And now include your neck in the shakeout, as well as your wrists, elbows, and shoulders.
You know, we're going to need to get a camera on us one of these times.
Yes. Now shake out your chest and your hips. And ladies, let those girls shake too, okay? Bounce and move your knees. Shake out your ankles. Now shake your whole body. And then you can complete this shakeout by bending over and shaking out your jaw and your shoulder and your arms. And then just slowly straighten up from the base of your spine and just take a deep breath in and just If you notice kids, they do this naturally.
Yeah, they do.
They do. That's why they run around. They shake out this tension. So get into the habit of doing this. It really is liberating. I've been known to do it at work, and people kind of look a little weird at me, but I just go, hey, just shaking it off. And then they go, oh, okay, I get it. And so it can be fun, actually, to have a whole group.
Yeah.
And you just all have a bit of fun together and stand up and shake it out. So I wish you a week of really challenging these old premises so you can align with some new beliefs.
You know, and if you're feeling some resistance to watching an inconvenient truth, this alignment session that you provided for us, Sue Ann, is really a great first
step. It'll prepare you.
It really will. And so this is really perfect that you put this in here. So I want to encourage you to go through this. And, as Sue Ann said earlier in the show, we're looking for pioneers and we're requesting that you join us on this journey of changing from within by watching movies. We really think that if there's enough of us that get together, watch this, and do this alignment session together, we will make an internal shift that will have a profound effect. You know, what we tell our clients sometimes, some clients want to know how it works and they want to go into all the details. And we say, look, it's just like downloading inner software. But there's really no downside to just giving this a go and trying it.
What happens is when we all change these beliefs, it's almost like a new whole layer surfaces and we come up with innovative ways.
That's right.
To address what's going on. And that's what we want. We want all of us in a space where the innovation can come forward.
So please give this a try and remember that, as Sue Ann was saying, the microcosm affects the macrocosm. So by you and three friends watching this movie, you'll begin to support a change in fractal-like consciousness that will support our planet and humanity as we all transform. This was really fun to do the show today. It's a really important issue, and thank you for joining us. And next week, we're going to pick up on this topic with another movie that's going to give a whole different nuance to the environment and what's occurring. So please join us Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, right here on fmgradio.com.
My dreams were wild. The promise of this new world would be mine. Now I am throwing off the carelessness of youth to listen to an inconvenient truth that I need to move. I need to wake up. I need to change.
Thank you for collaborating with us today and creating more peace in the world. Please join us next week as we align with new beliefs and emotional patterns through movies. Be sure to visit fmgradio.com/peaceovertures for replays and ways to connect with us. Wishing you a week filled with joy and increasing peace of mind.